In Grace, Fabian's book is titled Outrageous Grace. It is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order online at equip.org when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or when you speak with our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. Before we go to Grace, Fabian, I want to say just a few words about grace. I saw grace in a very unique way on a day I will never forget. It was a day that I arrived at home after a taxing day at the office, and I walked through the front door and I shouted, "Kathy, I'm home." But Kathy was nowhere to be found. Suddenly I became aware of a soft sobbing sound, however. And I walked into the bathroom and saw my wife looking down at a tiny form in the palm of her hand. She sensed my presence and then looked up resolutely and said, "Her name is Grace." I'll never forget that day. I looked down at my child and heard Kathy begin to share a vision she experienced earlier that afternoon. After a protracted period of intensive prayer, she saw an image, a little girl walking away from her, hand in hand with the Lord. The little girl bounced along in perfect peace and harmony, and then suddenly she turned and looked directly into my wife's eyes. "Goodbye, Mommy," she said. Instinctively, Kathy blurted out, "I just want to hug you." And at that very moment, she felt an intense presence, and then she began to bleed. When I encountered Kathy standing in the bathroom that day, she was cradling a perfectly formed embryo in her hands. "Why Grace?" I immediately asked, curious about the name that my wife had chosen for that child. And without a moment's hesitation, she said, "Because God has answered my prayers and has given me His grace. He has shown me that I didn't lose our baby. I know exactly where she is." Well, that day I gained a fresh perspective on the helmet of salvation. In the midst of the deepest pain a woman can experience, the helmet of salvation had served to protect my wife's perspective. When the denizens of darkness land their most devastating blows, the helmet of salvation guards our minds and grants us perspective. It blunts the blow of death. It enables us to view our circumstances from the perspective of eternity. For Kathy, the death of our baby was the ultimate disorienting blow. And yet, a glimpse of the salvation that is to come blunted its edge. The helmet of salvation allowed her to take her eyes off the present and fix them on the future. It enabled her to look beyond her sorrow and see the promise of salvation. It healed her broken heart when nothing else would do. Postmodernity wants to deny death by driving it into the closet, to trivialize it by treating it irreverently, or to circumvent it through the use of clever cliches. In sharp distinction, Christianity demonstrates that death is defeated. Cultural thanatologists may urge us to accept death as a friend, but Christian theology sees death as the enemy. Christian faith does not offer a peaceful way to come to terms with death. It offers us something far better, a way to overcome death through the power of Christ's resurrection. Look, I don't pretend to comprehend or even fully relate to the disappointment a woman experiences when a baby dies. Disappointments, however, don't merely manifest in the dramatic. Disappointments accumulate over time, and oftentimes they bury hope under an avalanche of despair. The solution to our disappointments is never found in answering the why question, but it is found in trusting God in the midst of our whys. One glimpse of glory and all Kathy's whys faded to black. The helmet of salvation allowed her to stand firm. It enabled her to look beyond death, doubt, and disappointments towards the destiny. And that, my friends, is the message of outrageous grace. We're to be talking about it all day today. A wife who sees her husband with an axe embedded in his head. Not just any kind of husband, but a Bible translator. And not just any Bible passage, but he was in the midst of translating that great love passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. How in the world can God bring any good out of that? Well, again, the answer is found in today's radio broadcast and the book that we have chosen to put into your hands. Again, it's titled Outrageous Grace, and it is available to you right now when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can order online at equip.org on the World Wide Web, or talk, as always, to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. Again, for your gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute to keep this voice circling the globe, write or call or go online and get your copy of Outrageous Grace. One of my coworkers, and I've mentioned this on the broadcast a couple of times, was absolutely enthralled, awed, teary-eyed as he read this book, and he couldn't stop until he'd read it all. You are going to be in much the same condition. I know when I picked up the book, I could not stop until I had read it all. And the reason we want to put this into your hands, and I want to underscore this, is we are on a quest to stop biblical illiteracy, which is not a problem, it is the problem. And in today's broadcast, you're going to hear just how significant it is to have a Bible in your hands. Not everyone has that privilege. We are privileged to have the Word of God, and so often take it for granted.